Hey there, wild one. Welcome back. Today, I want to talk about something that might seem small, almost trivial, but honestly, it's one of the simplest ways to change someone's day or even their livelihood. We all know the stereotype, the person who storms in demanding to talk to the manager. But what if we flipped it? What if we asked for the manager, but to tell them thank you or that their employees are doing a great job? Because here's the thing. Most people only speak up when something goes wrong. We'll spend 3 minutes leaving a bad review, but we won't spend 30 seconds writing a good one. Think about it. The people helping you are often spending so much of their time to make your life easier. They could be spending 20 minutes troubleshooting a technical issue, or hours helping you find the right car and get financing, or months, sometimes even years, helping you find the right house. These are people investing real time and energy into your good experience, helping you navigate something hard, something that matters to you. And when things go right, when someone goes above and beyond, or even just does their job well, you move on, silent. But taking the time to write a short, kind review can actually make a difference. It can affect their paycheck, their promotion, or their visibility online. For a lot of customer service jobs, raises are small, maybe 1% to 3% at best. We all know that doesn't even really keep up with inflation at all, especially today. For many others, salespeople, realtors, stylists, artists, their work is commission-based. Their livelihood literally depends on word of mouth, referrals, and their reputation. A quick review is a free way to help them stand out, to make sure they're recognized and rewarded for showing up well. And for family-owned businesses, that review can mean the difference between staying open or shutting down. It's survival. So take the 30 seconds. Tell the truth about the good that you see. This episode is your reminder. Your words carry weight. Use them for good. Think back for a second. When was the last time you took a minute to tell someone they made your day? Is there a customer service representative or person or business that you could support or acknowledge right now? Go ahead, pause this episode and do that for them. And if no one's coming to mind just yet, you could always leave me a review while you listen to my intro. Reclaim your rhythm. Rethink the rules. Rewrite your life. This is Wildly Intentional, the show where we question the scripts we've inherited and build a life, family, and legacy on purpose. If you're done living on autopilot, come with a curious mind and a courageous heart. Here, we talk about what it means to question, unlearn, create, and build what truly matters. I'm your host, Mandy, maverick mom of three, maker, family culture builder, lifelong question asker, and the friend people call when they're ready to rethink, well, everything. I'm here to shake the norms, tell the truth, and light the way forward. If someone sent this episode to you, take it as a compliment. They see the effort it takes to show up and stay kind in a world that often forgets to say thank you. You're not invisible, and what you do matters, even if it doesn't always feel that way. Maybe someone sent this to remind you that we're all just people doing our best. So take a breath, extend some grace, and try not to be an ass. We got enough of those already. We've made complaining normal, almost expected. We default to criticism over appreciation. When you go to write an angry review, stop and think. Would I say these same words to their face that I'm about to type behind a screen? What if kindness was your rebellion instead? You could go talk to the manager, but to tell them their employee did an amazing job. Write a review, not for the one time that your order was wrong, but for the 10 times that it was right. You could share the local business on your socials, leave a Google review for the small shop that went out of their way. Leave a kind comment instead of scrolling past. Because let's be real, you've all seen the posts. Hey friends, could you like, share, or comment to help me grow my business? That's not a faceless ad. That's a real human hustling to make their dream work. And maybe, if we're honest, you scrolled right past. What if instead you took 5 seconds to help them by doing the thing they just asked for? When you're building something and you pour your heart into it, a product, a service, a podcast, a dream, and it's met with silence, that's disheartening. Trust me, I know. Sometimes your like, your review, your share, not just digital noise, that's oxygen for someone's courage. People are stretched thin. They're covering double shifts. There's a worker shortage in nearly every industry right now. And still, people are showing up. They're tired, often underpaid, sometimes one bad encounter away from walking out for good. Sometimes they're just barely holding it together. We forget that the person on the other end of the phone call or the counter isn't a system. They're someone's parent, student, friend, or daughter. When we lose our patience, when we forget our manners, when we act like the person helping us is the problem, we're missing the point. Treat people on the phone or in line the same way that you would face to face. And yes, threats, yelling, or keyboard warrior behavior can cost people real jobs. We say that we want better service, but maybe we have to start by being better customers. Which brings me to another touchy subject, tipping. Because nothing tests our patience or our generosity quite like that little screen spinning around and asking us for 20%. Tipping fatigue is real. You can't buy a coffee, a muffin, or even go to a self-checkout kiosk without being asked for one. But generosity isn't only about money. Yes, 15 to 20% is standard for service professionals. But if you can't give more dollars, you can always give more dignity. Eye contact, a thank you, a kind word, a review that tells their boss what a good job they did. Those things don't cost a thing, but they go further than you think and still pay something forward. And if you're in customer service and someone doesn't leave you a tip, I need you to remember a few things. It doesn't necessarily mean that you did a bad job. It could be as simple as they're being asked to tip everywhere they go. It's practically the newest form of taxation. Funds might be tight for them. Or maybe what they came in for was already their one little treat for the week. It's not always about appreciation. Sometimes it's about what someone can do that day. And if you can, meet that with grace too. Now, the holiday hustle is upon us, and we need to remember a few things. People are tired. Budgets are tight. The to-do lists are long and daunting. So let's take it easy on the folks that are helping us celebrate. The cashier, the server, the delivery driver who's running behind because everyone ordered online this year. Let's remember what actually matters. Gifts are temporary. Gratitude isn't. Let every small act of patience or kindness become part of this season's rhythm for you. When you leave a review, share a post, or thank someone directly, you're shaping culture. You're saying goodness deserves attention too. And when our kids watch us do that, they learn how to see people, not just products or services. They're learning how to speak life, not just opinions. So let's consider something for a moment. What would change if we started noticing what's right as quickly as we were to point out what's wrong? If someone sent this episode to you, it's because they see you. They see the effort, the patience, the heart that it takes to show up in customer service, family businesses, or sales. You're part of the fabric that holds so many people's days together. So thank you, truly, for showing up. Or maybe you're the one sending this episode, the one hoping to remind someone else that we're all just people doing our best. Either way, I hope it lands with kindness. Because at the end of the day, that's what this is all about. Remembering that humanity still matters. The world has enough critics. It needs more encouragers. More people who see the good and say it out loud and on purpose. So maybe this week, leave 3 reviews. One for a local business, one for a service worker, and one for a product or a creator that you love. And if this episode made you think, you could always start here, leave me a review too. Thanks for listening today, Wild One. Thank you for tuning in, for thinking deeply, for questioning boldly, and for choosing to live with more intention. That choice, it doesn't just change your day, it ripples. This is Mandy signing off. Until next time, stay rooted, be kind, and live wildly intentionally.